Old Mr. and Mrs. Cobb lived in a small house in a small town. Neither of them was very tall, though both were pretty round. Often in the spring, they would sit on their back porch, throwing seeds to the birds and nuts to the squirrels. But Mr. Cobb would always keep a few slices of bread handy for their favorite neighbor, Mr. Groundhog. Mr. Groundhog was a chubby little furry creature who stopped by every day. He would come right up to Mr. Cobb, who would hand him a slice of bread. Then he would sit up and nibble it while the Cobbs chatted with him.
"Do you like my mustache?" Mr. Cobb asked. "If I grow a beard, I bet I would look just like you."
"Huh," Mrs. Cobb laughed. "He only grows hair on his face because he can't grow any on his head." Mr. Groundhog would nibble and listen until the Cobbs got up to go inside. Then he would go back to his burrow near the side of their house. One day, as Mrs. Cobb baked a fresh berry pie, she heard a rustling on the porch. She went to investigate and saw Mr. Groundhog with a bag of her best potting soil between his teeth. Mr. Groundhog froze and looked at her with guilt. "Hey!" she shouted, and Mr. Groundhog tore off, taking the potting soil with him. Later in the week, the Cobbs went to the county fair. They were looking over the children's gardening entries when they came to the first place winner. The plants were colorful and tiny. They were in very small pots. The gardener was sitting at the booth. It was Mr. Groundhog, disguised in a baseball cap and a striped shirt.
"That's the hairiest kid I ever saw," whispered Mr. Cobb.
"He looks familiar. He must be from our neighborhood," said Mrs. Cobb. "He has lovely flowers, just like the ones I was going to grow." The furry gardener just sat there and chewed on one of his plants. When summer rolled around, the Cobbs would sit on their front porch and watch the children playing. They would watch baseball games, hopscotch, and children on bicycles zooming past. One of the bicyclists was small and furry. It was Mr. Groundhog. He had a hard time reaching the pedals.
"Look, dear," said Mrs. Cobb, "there goes that hairy boy. He's riding a bike just like the one you keep in the shed out back."
Mr. Cobb smiled and said, "I knew that was a popular model."
When Mr. Groundhog was through, he returned the bicycle to the shed. The months went by and summer faded into autumn. Finally, it was Halloween. Mrs. Cobb spent the day dipping candied apples. Mr. Cobb carved a jack-o'-lantern on the back porch. The squirrels stopped gathering nuts to watch him. Mr. Groundhog even sniffed the pumpkin.
"Yep," said Mr. Cobb. "It's Halloween, night of ghosts and goblins. All the children in the neighborhood will dress up in costumes and come by for candy."
When Mr. Cobb finished carving, he put the pumpkin on the front porch with a candle in it. Trick-or-treaters began to show up soon afterward. When it was really dark, around 8 o'clock, the doorbell rang. Mr. Cobb opened the door and yelled, "Boo!" as Mrs. Cobb held up the candied apples. But nobody was there. Then they looked down. There was Mr. Groundhog in a mask and a cape with the littlest bag you ever saw.
"Trick or twick," Mr. Groundhog said.
"Here you go," said Mr. Cobb.
"Such a nice little boy," said Mrs. Cobb as they closed the door.
"I wonder if he's the Joneses' boy. You know, I heard he was a small kid."
The Cobbs sat on their couch to watch some television before going to bed. They never seemed to notice the wires running from their electrical box to Mr. Groundhog's hole. Mr. Groundhog sat watching his own television in his well-lit burrow, munching on his candied apple. The days grew shorter as winter approached. Mr. Groundhog kept himself busy by writing letters to the Cobbs.
"Here's another one, dear," Mr. Cobb would say as he read the little note. It was written in scratchy letters, and it said, "You need cable TV."
Mrs. Cobb asked Mr. Cobb, "Do you think we need cable TV?" To which Mr. Cobb replied,
"Maybe we do."
And so they ordered it right away. A cable TV man came to their home and put short orange flags in the ground to mark where he had to dig. Then he left, saying he would be back sometime on Wednesday. Well, Tuesday brought an early snowfall. The Cobbs' backyard was a blanket of white with a line of orange flags. Mr. Groundhog took one look outside his burrow and he couldn't control himself. He threw on his scarf and his knit hat with the big pom-pom. Then he grabbed a pair of goggles and slapped on his skis. "Ew!" he shouted as he slalomed through the flags. Left and right he turned as snow flew everywhere.
He could have taken a gold medal at the Olympics. He had just passed the last flag when Mr. Cobb came outside. Mr. Groundhog looked to see who it was, and he ran right into a snowdrift. Poof! Went the snow. Mr. Groundhog was now Mr. Snowcone. Mr. Cobb watched as a miniature snowman stood up and very rigidly hobbled past. Mr. Cobb watched him go by, took a deep breath, and said, "Ah, to be a child again. No worries, no cares." The snowman melted into Mr. Groundhog. He crawled down into his burrow, and as he wrapped himself comfortably in his electric blanket, sipping some hot chocolate, he started to suddenly feel very sleepy. He realized that it was his hibernation time, and he had had such a busy year. So he brushed his large teeth, set his alarm clock, and he got into bed. While Mr. Groundhog pulled up the covers and nuzzled his pillows, he focused his sleepy eyes on his calendar. And just before he started to snore, he had a smile on his face, and he mumbled the words, "Christmas Day."